Baruch Hashem, we were able to begin together with the those who are Lomdei Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, beginning on Monday, November 14th. Baruch Hashem, the new cycle of Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, and we're going to start together, Baruch Hashem Yisbarach, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the gezunt and the good health to be able to continue together and complete it, Baruch Hashem, and Bizoko the Kabbal Pnei Mashiach. The shiurim that I'm going to be giving is the Zecher Nishmas, first Maran Sarah Torah, Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, Zecher Netzadeh V'Kadosh Levracha, Zchus HaYogin Aleinu, who we know was referred to as the Melech of Yerushalmi, the Rashi of Slabodka, Rav Dov Landau, but L'Chaim referred to him as the Melech on Yerushalmi, King of Yerushalmi, because of his mastery, that he completed Yerushalmi every single year. But he often spoke about it. Very often I came to him, he would ask me, where I'm holding, if I started, when I'm completing. I was always able to tell him that I started, but was not able to tell him that I completed it. And so it was zocha to a tremendous Yeshua, a little bit Tchias HaMesim, over 2 years ago, and Reb Chaim said, okay, now you can finish. Now you'll have the time to finish. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give me the gezunt, together with all those who are following, be able to do so. It's also Zecher Nishmas, my daughter, Sarah Chaya, Alei HaShalom, Bas V'Chaim Mayazev, whose yahrzeit is Yud Gimel Kislev. Learning Shabbat Hashem Yizchus for Neshama, Aliyas Neshama. Daf Aleph, Amid Aleph, Per Mei Masai, Mesechas Brachos. Mei Masai, Kori Neshmar Ba'arvin. Just one more point I want to say, that there are so many similarities between Yerushalmi and Bavli, but there's also certain marked differences, not only in the length of the Gemaras and the Dafin, but very often the Yerushalmi has a certain Shita that we do not find in the Bavli, in our Mishnah. And really, if you would look a little closer, you would find that Shita in Tosefta, and the Brises that were added, but not made in part of the Mishnah. And Yerushalmi very often adapts an opinion of a Tana, and it's found in a Tosefta of the Bavli. So yet it's interesting how that becomes a Shita. Here in the first Mishnah in Maseches Brachos is very much a siman indicative of such a type of Hosef, or such a type of an addition. Meimasei Kori Nishma Ba'arvin. When do we begin to read Shema in the evening? You know, there's a mitzvah, V'shakov Kumecha, mitzvah of Kriya Shema in the morning and the evening. And when is the Zman that we go ahead and we're mechuyev to begin the Zman Kriya Shema? Says the Mishnah, Misha Shekohanim Nechnasin Lechol Turmasan. When the Kohanim go in to enter to eat the Truma, it's the evening time that they go in. Now again, why does the, we know that, what does it mean to the Mipnei Moshe, which Rabbi could mention, the classic refers, we don't, unfortunately don't have Rashi in Yerushalmi, which is a major, major loss. Rashi himself didn't seem to have the Yerushalmi, and yet the Pirush of Rashi is so crucial, so very often we're going to adapt Rashi in the Bavli comments, which would also be explanation of the Yerushalmi. But when they don't have that, we have the Pnei Moshe, which is very similar in the sense of being able to provide background to the Machlokas and the Bavli to explain the Yerushalmi. So the Pnei Moshe says, Mishesha Kohanim Nechnasin Lechol Trumasin, when the Kohanim go in to eat their Truma. And again, why would it be the Kohanim? What's the reason why we find such an opinion that this should be considered the beginning? Because the side halacha, which the Gemara in Bavli says, that it's the different time. We know that it's the regular time of going in, when the evening time. And there are many, many times when the stars come out. So why does it tell us about the Kohanim eating the Truma? Why don't we just say simply the Zman that the Kohavim, the stars come out? That is the Zman. Why do we have to say the Shita of the Knosen Lechol Luchol Trumasan when they go in? The Gemara in the Bavli tells us, it's to tell us an extra Chiddush, that the Kohanim are Tor, that the Kohanim are permitted to go in to eat the Truma after they had to wait and count, whether they were counting 7 days or whether they were counting just 1 day, they were Tomei for 1 day. So they had, when is the time to go in? The time when the stars come out is the time of that they're able to eat the Truma. And that is really the zman of when we can say Kriya Shema. So why doesn't the Mishnah just tell us straight the zman of Kochavim? Why do they tell us Lechol B'Trumasan? So again, the Pneusha brings from the Bavli, that the reason is tell us a side Kiddush. A side Kiddush is that that's when the Kohanim become Tor. Begs the question, but there's a Mishnah Mufereshes in Maseches Negoyim that tells us the halakha that the Kohanim are permitted to go in to eat the truma when the stars go out. So we know that. So why does it have to tell us this over here at the same time? And the explanation is because it's telling you agav achidish. Even though the Mishnah tells us mafurish, not everybody's familiar with the Mishnah in the Goyim. So therefore, Rashi and Bavli and the Gemara and Tosfos and Bavli and bring that, explain it to X. Sometimes even when it is a furish of Mishnah telling you halakha, telling you halakha with that the Kohanim begin their zman of eating truma when the stars come out, the Mishnah is telling you agav a separate halakha. And that very often it does that when it's an important halakha, it will tell us over something else, even though we already may know it from a Mishnah in someplace else. So therefore, Atzofu Shmur Bar Rishona is the Tzesa Kachavim Zman, and that's the time that we're able to go eat truma. Divrei Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar said, this is the Zman when we start and when we end, beginning of the end of the Sofa Shmur Rishona. Again, the Pnei Moshe explains that there are the nights divide up into three Hashmaras, and the first one is Zer Shlish Rishon Shalayla, the first third of the night, and therefore at the end of the first Shmira, that's the time of Beshavka of Kumecha, that's the time until when you can recreate Shema. The Rebbe Elazar. Chamar Mat Katzos. Now come and say, you have until midnight, until Katzos. And that's the sheet of the Chachamim. Gamliel Omer Atchiyala Amud Hashachar, until the sun begins to rise, until the end of the morning, Yavad Amud Hashachar, begin to see the beginning lights of the day. That is the time of the Zman of Kriya Shema. Now again, it doesn't mean actual Zman, it doesn't actually mean the first Netzach Chama, it's even before that. As soon as the first light begins to spread, that's the Zman of the, according to Gamliel, when you're able to read Kriya Shema. Now the question is are these two separate Zmanim? In other words, in Bavli, Gemara explains that there's really no Machlokas Chachamim and Gamliel. Even the Chachamim agree that the Zman of Kriya Shema is Yalla Al Mar HaShachar, until the beginning, the light of the day begins to shine. However, Chachamim only, as a Chaka, don't wait till the last Zman, at Yalla Al Mar HaShachar. Of course you can read Kriya Shema there, even L'Chatchila. But don't do so, said the Chachamim, because in May, you may come to forget, as we're going to see in a story in a moment, and you may come to forget, and therefore, Chachamim say, do it now, don't wait till the last Zman of Yalla Mashachar, where a person may liable forget, and therefore miss that Zman. But really, the Chachamim agreed, there's no two-way Machlokas. There's no Machlokas, Chachamim and Rebbe Gamliel. In Yerushalmi, it seems to Mashma that it is a Machlokas. Chachamim say, at Chatzos, even with the Eved, you can't read Kriya Shema after Chatzos. And Rebbe Gamliel says, Yalla Mashachar. He disagrees and says, no, you go ahead until then, you have until the extra time, until Amud HaShachar, and it's a third Shita. Rather than the way the Bavli says, it's two Shitas, it's the Shita of Rabbi Elazar, Atzof HaShmura Rishona, the Shita of Chachamim at Katzos, which is really also Hayad HaMar HaShachar, just Chachamim HaYim Marchik, you shouldn't go ahead and separate the Benaveira and forget to read Kriya Shema B'Zman. Then you have a Shita of Gamliel, which says that it's a third Zman, Hayad HaMar HaShachar. That's the final cutoff. And the Yerushalmi seems to say that that's a separate Shita. Chachamim would agree that L'Chatchila, even B'Dieved, you have until Katzos, you do not go further. Okay. Says the halacha of the Mishnah continues. Maisa Ubo, one of Nehemiah's Mishnah, the sons of Gamliel came back from Akasana, and Amrlo, and he said to them, L'Kriya Shema, and they told him, we haven't read Kriya Shema yet. We did not read Kriya Shema. Amalehem, Imlo Yola, Amar HaShachar, Cheyovenatem Likros. If the sun didn't rise yet, if you didn't see the lights of the day yet, halacha is you're still mechuyev to read Kriya Shema, because the Gamliel Shita is, again, that you have until that Zman. And again, the Chachamim would be that even though, of course, the Chachamim say until Katzos, but Be'etzim, what he's telling them is that, yes, that's the halacha of the Rabbin, but it's the halacha of a Yakid, which means that I hold, you can do a Yom HaShachar. So therefore, since you didn't read Kriya Shema yet, you can read until now. But the Shita of the Chachamim, which would be the Shita of the Rov, would be the Shita that a person should go ahead and to do so before. Why would the Mefarshim try to understand? Why would Gamliel tell them they should do like the Yocheda, like the Rabbim? So obviously it's a din of Bidiyevet. Seems to be the most of the Mefarshim explain that it's a Bidiyevet. He told them, Chachila, it's really over, but Bidiyevet you still have until now. The Chachomim, according to some opinions, even Bidiyevet, you would not have that later Zman to be able to read. So the Mishnah concludes, Zubilvad, not only in this halach of Kriyashma, wherever the Chacham said you have until Chatzos, you have the mitzvah would be until you're yala mar hashaka, until this morning. And the example, the Gemara says, Hector chalavim be'varim. The example, the burning of the chalavim in the karbanos, the fats and the limbs that have to be burnt. The mitzvah is to burn them until the morning, until there begins, the sun begins to rise, until the first the light of day. And whenever it says halachas, you have to eat the karbanos in one day. When is that? You have to eat from the day until through the night until again alos hashaka. If so, by these things, why did the Mishnah say until katzos? It's a adam in avera to separate a person from avera. Like we said over there by Kriyashma, you have until the morning. Now there we have a machlokas. According to the Bavli, it's understood that that halakha of lekatchila, you really have, even by Kriyashma you have the whole night. All these mitzvahs you have until then. But the Chachamim were markik and said, we prefer you do it then, you shouldn't go ahead and miss this man. And Gamliel says, you have really, so there's no machlokas coming from Gamliel. But however, according to the Yerushalmi, according to some of the Yerushalmi, it would seem that this would be a different opinion by Kriyashma, by the Chachamim. While they may agree that on the other mitzvahs of Chag, the other mitzvahs of the day, of Kabanos and Hekta Kalavim Barabim, etc., Achilas Karban, that you have, he would agree until almost a Shakar, but Kriyashma has to be done by Katzos, because there it says, Beshach of Kumeko, and that would be the Zman to get up. There is a Shita that I saw that even Chachamim would argue, even by the other mitzvahs as well. And Olim Gamliel is saying, Laharchig Adam and Avera, that this Mishnah, when the Mishnah tells you, Zeh HaKlal, by other ones, it applies not really only to Gamliel, but the Machlokas, this general understanding is that you have until till the morning would be Chachamim by other mitzvahs itself, even the Chachamim would agree, except Kriyashma would be different. That is the Mishnah. Comes the Gemara. May Masai Karin Eshma Ba'arvin. When would we fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyashma Ba'arvin? Commenting on the lashon of the Mishnah. Hanon Taninon, we learned in the Mishnah. Shekohanim Nichnosin Lechob Trumasin. Time that the Kohanim go in to eat the Truma. Tani Rabchia learned on that. The time that we say that a people go in to eat their bread on Erev Shabbos, the night of Shabbos, which means Friday night, that's when they go in, that's the Zman. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean Zman other times? What about the rest of the time people go in to eat their dinner during the week? So the question is this a later Zman or an earlier Zman? So again, in Bavli, we find a shita here that the Mishnah is telling us that this is a separate shita. It's not the shita of the Mishnah, but rather it's a shita, a separate Tana, a Tana of Rav Meir, that would hold such an opinion. But the standard opinion is that this halacha that we say, that the Zman of Achila, of eating, Leil Shabbos, is different than the other Zmanim. However, Vitani Aleh, the Brisa learned on this, Kerovim differently Yoshavim. The opinions seem to say that they're exactly the same amount of time. They're pretty much the same time. Which means, is it the same time? Do we say that this is the same time you eat all the other times of the week? Now look, it's not one shear. It's Kerovimly Yoshavim. If you look at the Pnei Moshe, he says, even though it's not one shear mamish, but Kerovim differently Yoshavim, they're Kerov to be equal. They're not so different. So, lashon of Pnei Moshe, einon kol kach rochok mizmana the kohanim mutarin lechol b'trumasan. It's not so different from the time the kohanim are allowed to go eat their truma. So when this brisa says Tani Rav Chiya, Mishah Le'achad Adam Kovim B'Leil Shabbos Tani Allah Kerovim Devrayam Le'oshavim, is this different than the Shita of our Mishnah? When the Kanamika go in, Tani Moshe says Kerovim is going on our Mishnah, our Tana. That's really the same. It's not that much different. It's not the same. It's not so much of a difference. However, there are those shitas that say that it is a different shita. That the halacha would be, we have in the Bavli and Tosefta, that Rav Shita would be a shita Rav Meir, and says that this is a different zman that would be the zman of the time that Kohanim go in to eat their truma. It's a different zman. It's a much earlier zman. People on the Shabbos start Shabbos early and go in to eat earlier. And therefore, this would be another shita in the Mishnah rather than the shita of the Mishnah. However, we're going to see as the Brisa continues on Daf Beis that there are a shita which could mean that there's actually not only a new shita, but rather a new shita on all the zmanim of the Mishnah. And that we're going to see, Be'ez Hashem, in tomorrow's Daf.